Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Favo Capital President Sean Quinn joins Forbes Business Council. Favo Capital President Sean Quinn has been accepted into the Forbes Business Council, an exclusive organization for accomplished business executives and thought leaders. Quinn's proven leadership and strategic innovation over two decades led to his selection. He expressed gratitude for the opportunity to join the dynamic community of business leaders and looks forward to contributing meaningfully. As a council member, Quinn will have access to a curated network of peers and experts, contribute thought leadership articles on Forbes.com, and participate in exclusive panels and events. His involvement aligns with Favo Capital's mission to expand funding access for underserved small businesses in the U.S.
Bitfrontier Capital Holdings, Inc., OTCID BFCH, engages veteran investment banker Wellfleet Investments, LLC, to lead capital raise strategy. Bitfrontier Capital Holdings, Inc., has engaged Wellfleet Investments, LLC, a veteran investment banking firm, to support its capital formation efforts. Wellfleet specializes in structuring financings for private and public companies and has deep relationships with family offices and institutional investors. The company plans a two-phase capital raise strategy, starting with a seed raise of $150,000 to fund various initiatives, followed by an institutional raise of $1.5 million to $2 million. Dr. Jordan P. Belencic, CEO of BFCH, highlighted the importance of securing a FINRA-registered investment banker and emphasized the disciplined approach to creating shareholder value. Wellfleet CEO Jeffrey Bega expressed confidence in BFCH's governance reset and asset strategy. BFCH has also updated its filings on OTC markets to reflect current management and strategic direction. For more information, visit www.wellfleetinvestments.com. New partnership demonstrates incredible potential of Escrow.com's Shopify tool. Escrow.com's powerful tool for Shopify merchants, Escrow Pay, will be integrated with Marketplace.live, offering a new level of payment protection. Users can now make larger transactions securely on the peer-to-peer marketplace for collectibles, electronics, and more. The partnership aims to make Marketplace.live the most trusted place to buy and sell online. With Escrow.com now available at checkout, users can transact high-value goods with full confidence. Escrow Pay can be easily integrated into digital shop fronts, providing bank-grade protection. This partnership demonstrates the potential for Shopify stores to enhance payment protection and sell high-value items securely. Escrow.com has facilitated over $7.75 billion in secured transactions globally since 1999. Ensuring transparency and safety for buyers and sellers.
Calixto Cali Garcia Velez, President and CEO of Banesco USA, on the cover of Negocios magazine. Negocios magazine's latest edition features Calixto Cali Garcia Velez, President and CEO of Banesco USA, highlighting his leadership in doubling the institution's size and fostering growth. With over $5 billion in assets, Banesco USA offers personalized banking solutions beyond the traditional, including business lines of credit, commercial mortgages, and cutting-edge digital tools. The bank's commitment to innovation and customer experience is evident through comprehensive digital banking, mobile access, and personalized assistance. Garcia Velez emphasizes Banesco USA's goal of organic growth in South Florida and expansion to other parts of the state through strategic branch openings and technology investments. Follow Negocios magazine for more insights and updates on business in South Florida.
Global financial services sector. Gen AI-driven digital transformation, powered by WhatFix. WhatFix, the global leader in digital adoption platforms, is accelerating transformation across the global financial services sector with its Gen AI-powered product suite. Trusted by leading institutions like Century Insurance, Grant Thornton, and ICICI Bank Limited, WhatFix empowers financial services institutions to navigate regulatory pressures and modernization challenges with agility. Only 58% of banking leaders feel confident in modernizing core systems, according to Bain & Company. WhatFix's product suite, powered by GenAI, offers digital adoption, analytics, and application simulation tools to drive productivity and ROI. With AI as a multiplier, WhatFix enables financial institutions to achieve standardized execution, regulatory readiness, rapid deployment of changes, and enhanced customer experiences. Over 75% of WhatFix's financial services customers are large enterprises and Fortune 500 leaders, seeing significant results like 84% reduction in onboarding time and 10x ROI in operational efficiency. WhatFix's industry strategy expansion includes banking, lending, and wealth management, led by Vipul Gupta, head of revenue operations and industry strategy. WhatFix's market leadership is validated by top-tier analyst recognitions, driving digital and AI adoption for enterprise transformation.
China shifts to PHEVs in its push for global auto dominance. China, the world's largest electric vehicle producer, is shifting its global strategy by focusing on plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, PHEVs, over pure battery electric vehicles, BEVs. Chinese automakers are now targeting international markets with PHEVs, which run on both batteries and gasoline, offering an advantage in areas with limited charging infrastructure. Will American EV makers like Bollinger Innovations and NASDAQ-BNE follow suit to capitalize on consumer interest in hybrid technology? Chinese news breaks. Soloin Holdings, SWIN, acquires 19% stake in Singapore payment institution GPL Remittance. Soloin Holdings, a financial services firm, has acquired a 19% stake in Singapore payment institution GPL Remittance. GPL holds a major payment institution license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, strengthening Soloin's digital payment infrastructure. This move positions Soloin to expand its licensed payment channels, enhance competitiveness, and support growth in cross-border payments and digital finance. Founded in 2016, Soloin provides solutions across traditional and digital assets, bridging traditional and decentralized finance. Leveraging its subsidiaries with full digital asset capabilities, the company operates a robust Web3 infrastructure division. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Gold holds steady as attention shifts to talks on Ukraine peace. Gold rose and held steady as investors focused on the Washington meeting between Trump, EU leaders, and Zelensky to advance peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. Market expectations for a rate cut dropped to 85% due to rising producer prices. All eyes are on the upcoming central bank leaders' meeting at Jackson Hole, where Chairman Powell will address the potential rate cut. Tor Metals Inc. will be monitoring these meetings closely as they could impact the price of gold. Stay updated on Tor Metals Inc. news at the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides in-depth insights into the mining industry and offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Best-selling author and Christian finance and debt coach Justin Damude, founder of Seven Baskets Financial, unveils Building Your Storehouse book and his new podcast and stewardship course. Justin Damude, founder of Seven Baskets Financial, has released a new book titled Building Your Storehouse, Thriving in God's Economy, offering believers biblical financial principles and strategies. Through his firm, he helps families escape debt with programs like Debt-Free Life. Damude's mission is to integrate faith and finance, guiding clients to use their wealth for God's purposes. In 2025, Seven Baskets Financial will launch the Stewardship Course, teaching biblical financial principles and storehouse creation. Damude is also launching the Seed and Harvest podcast, exploring faith and money with guest interviews. By combining faith and finances, Damude aims to inspire listeners to sow in season and reap spiritual and material blessings.
the Wyoming Reserve launches new common stock offering for the acquisition, sale, transportation, and third-party storage of precious metals. The Wyoming Reserve announces a new offering of up to 10 million shares of common stock at $11.50 per share, totaling $115 million. CEO Josh Fair highlights the appeal of precious metals in uncertain times. The company generates income from buying and selling precious metals, as well as offering vaulting and transportation services. Located in a sound money state, Wyoming Reserve aims to provide investors with returns exceeding physical gold and silver ownership. Investors can participate in a smart liquidity feature for tax-efficient cash flow. The company's vault is in a qualified opportunity zone, offering tax advantages for long-term investments. Interested accredited investors can request offering materials by emailing investors@thewyomingreserve.com.
Eltropy platform now integrates with over 50 core systems and essential fintech solutions. Eltropy, the leading AI-powered conversations platform for community financial institutions, has announced that its Eltropy One platform now integrates with over 50 essential systems used by credit unions and community banks. These integrations with core, loan origination system, account opening system, collections, CRM, payments, AI, UCaaS, and CCaaS providers help financial institutions streamline workflows and enhance member experiences. Eltropy's new integration hub simplifies exploring these connections. Key integrations include Correlation, Fiserv Portico, Encompass, MeridianLink, Origens, Sync One Systems, Temenos, Acuvo, DocuSign, and more. Partnering with Eltropy offers advantages like personalized member engagement, operational efficiency, scalable solutions, innovative partnerships, and growth opportunities. Learn more at eltropy.com/partners.
ICR names Edward Ruff as head of equity capital markets at ICR Capital. ICR, a leading strategic communications and advisory firm, has appointed Edward Ruff as head of equity capital markets at ICR Capital, its broker-dealer affiliate. Mr. Ruff, with over 15 years of experience in equity capital markets and investment banking, will oversee ICR Capital's equity capital markets team, providing IPO, follow-on, and block advisory services. His extensive expertise in executing complex transactions will benefit ICR clients seeking to access the capital markets. Mr. Ruff's background includes leading over 150 transactions, raising over $100 billion in capital. With his leadership, ICR is well positioned to advise private and public companies in navigating the equity capital markets landscape and achieving their strategic objectives.
DataVault AI to host Q2 2025 earnings and strategy call. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in AI-powered data monetization and digital identity technologies, will issue its second quarter 2025 financial results on Tuesday, August 19, 2025. The company will host an investor conference call on Wednesday, August 20th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time to review its business progress and discuss key strategic priorities. To participate, dial 1-833-366-1124 in the U.S. or 117-0702 for international callers. The conference call will be webcast live and can be accessed from the investor relations section of the website. A webcast replay will be available, as well as a telephonic replay through August 26, 2025. DataVault AI is leading the way in AI-driven data experiences, valuation, and monetization of assets in the Web 3.0 environment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.